We're not gonna need luck. Tanner just did. What? That's what Tanner just said. Good luck taking down the scale. And I didn't realize he was gonna strike out so aggressively against them. But I guess they kind of are against everything he's for. What did you say? Oh, yeah, I didn't realize you had plausible deniability. I'm sorry. They don't even have the smallest one. The handsome chaps at Garrick Textiles do. Hey, they make a great poncho. The freight? Ember Call has a huge base.
Oh.
We could totally. They said that. Flicks. This is the thing. We can deal. This is a great opportunity. I mean, one of the funny things, we don't like Amber Call I know how to get some people on Ambercall's case. Point out to the Iridescent Church that they have a smaller base than the Ambercall. Their whole thing is pride. Ah, I mean, this is nice, but, I mean, Ambercall's is huge. I mean, they're showing out. I'm surprised. I mean, one of the best showings for any org on this Strider. I mean, it's kind of amazing. Why do you hate Necrologs so much? They're not going to take over Necrologs. They're going to rub it in Necrologs' face. They're going to help Necrologs and take selfies, handing out food to Necrologs. Because people, I imagine people at Necrologs look like they're dead. So it's going to be like one of those. Yeah, exactly. And that's probably the best looking person. They work the door. Yeah, but that's the best looking person. So everyone there is at least half dead. Yeah, what the fuck is it even about, dog? Or is the PLS, or it's Necrolog, and all of your hate is justified. Well, PLS already has a thing that they're doing. I feel like they wouldn't listen to the Herald because they already have a thing. Necrolog is adjacent. They're like, I mean, we're not with the PLS. We're cool and hip. We're new. We're with the hip stuff. We're with the Herald. They both have H. I think it's Necrolog. Elkahest. Trying to get giant. Who even are these people? Where the hell is Aetherian? Oh, I see. What do they do? Oh. Yeah, that's not weird. Was this Josh or was this the whale? Was it the whale or was it you? DeepSeek? Yeah, I was worried about my Claude stuff, and my brother was on the phone. He's like, do this. I want you to be doing agentic coding before I get off the phone. And I was like, all right. But he calls him the whale. So now when I'm talking to DeepSeek to make me stuff, I'm like, hello, Mr. Whale. This is what we're going to work on. That's how it feels to be a PM. Hey, can you fix this? Yeah, no, we found the issue. It's fixed, and it's not. And you're like, hey, I don't know what you're doing or what's going on. Can you please just fucking fix this? But I had the whale one shot one thing, and then it took like, I don't know, fucking a half an hour to get another thing done. But I was very impressed. I mean, I'd used Claude Code. I just hadn't looked at it. And then I figured out the trick. If you want to feel the magic of AGI, just have it make you a UI for whatever you're doing. And you're like, what? This would take me 7 years. I don't know anything about UIs. So if it makes like a box that moves and shit, I'm like, holy fuck, this thing is insane. And it's so easy for it to do it. I had it do like some options pricing software, but it plotted the options. It plotted like the stock moves. And then it gives me like a bunch of sliders, and I'm like, ooh, this is so much fun. It took like 5 minutes for it to make. It's a shiny thing. And also, I don't mind having random dumb ideas or like, this would be a cool thing for me to look at, and then pay 50 cents because it's DeepSeek. And then it's just done. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I didn't use any of my Claude usage. I don't feel bad about 50 cents. And I could play with this for like a minute and then ask the whale to do something else. Wait, which one's... Birth 4 is the protector. That's right. We went over that last time. With crafting rules and investigating. But then we have to talk to them. We have to pay them? aided by his young ward. And his young ward. Have you considered doing rolling context? Like giving it a compacted summary of previous sessions for the guy to summarize the next session? Give it to the whale. Going all the way back, I do think it's very funny to have, like, pull out a fact and it's like, the team debuted a new character, Tall Biden. Just the episode where SpongeBob needed to give Gary a bath. I'll be here for both. This is so, wait. They handed it to you. This is the correct interpretation. You read through, you're like, this undoes all the rules. Like, no one's following the rules in the original. Like, no. It's following all of the rules of the original. That's why it's the good one. Don't say anything else. Because all that shit's a fucking pain in the ass, and we don't want to do this. It rains a lot indoors. What's with the areas that are not covered? I know, but why? It seems like what this is like vaguely meatpacking. I guess like Chelsea / meatpacking. They're like, no. Those are the. Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they're like, no, don't have it go around our office. We actually don't want to do that kind of work on a Saturday. I'll do it. Let's hope these notes are more interesting than just straight facts. We almost went into a loop because I write my I start my notes out with the recap of the last session. So I was gonna go the recap. So we invite Hildebrandt over. Benny goes to the gym. Johnny puts up audition flyers. Benny spars at the gym. We meet a bunch of interesting people. There is a third person in the gym. There, I don't even know why I mentioned them. Let's see. We find out we have a meeting. Cookout and meeting on the same day. We're kind of slammed. We're pretty lazy. We usually don't do that much in a day. At least not things that are planned. People start arriving a bit more. One of the people that didn't show up to the cookout was Grayson's relative. Don't know what the issue is there. At the cookout, Johnny converses with Silvato from Solari, our strongest and most powerful ally. Anzu speaks with an old man. Argyle sets up a visit with Scale people. We go to the Scale place. We hang out. They've got maps, guns, normal Scale stuff. And then at that point, we go to we also figure out through all of these interactions, the general gist is no one has any idea what the fuck is going on at all. And it's kind of nice because we don't. We actually probably know more than everyone else. Then we meet with the MC. It is definitely a diner and not an Italian restaurant. He's brandishing a firearm, but no guards, trying to test his mettle. We ask him weirdly pointed questions about his identity. He shows us his gross, burned face to try to get us to stop asking questions about his identity. He smells like shit. We suspect that he is a devil related to the Harlequin. He makes a bunch of vague-ass statements to us. We make a bunch of vague-ass statements to him. We test our heart to make sure that it's not under central influence. Much more orgs show up, and we started doing a roulette wheel of meeting the orgs, including the Protectorate, the Iridescent Church, Necrolog that slammed the door in our face, even though they look gross. I don't think we didn't meet Verdant Holdings, but we learned about them. We met Prime Meridian. We're looking at a bunch of things, and we got a bunch of people hooked into our network, like Hildebrandt, Prime Meridian, Solari, the Protectorate, and the Scale. And we're continuing on, knocking on doors, asking if they've heard of our Lord and Savior, the vocalist, and wearing oddly anachronistic suits, like ties with like striped shirts. Jehovah's Witness is what I'm saying. And Mormons. Before. Sets foot.
Delicious.
Chick-fil-A. Woo, Gary Jackson. They won't like us. That's what you'd say. Oof. Wow. Oh. Sure. ELS.
Let's go to Garrick.
John and Jacob Garrick. Who's your? I don't. Well, I look forward to the fashion show. I mean, I'm a fan, and he'll show the tag on his poncho, his performance poncho that says Garrick Textiles. Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. Quite militant. Yeah. We can hear them die. Step aside, bird. Huh? So Arcana? Benny kills things. It's for your own book. Eight. Anzu rolled two. Anzu rolled two. Yeah. Or they might all want in on the canary in the coal mine. PLS, Pale Lantern Society. It's nervous about it. Yeah. Anzu, why don't you want to see PLS? Well, let's see. Isn't your whole thing saving the weak? And Benny will gesture to his one-third pulse raiment. Could have fooled us. Did you cast? Well, I mean, you've backed us into a corner because if we demonstrate a better ability to obtain information than the people you have here, we make your team look like fools. So, but I think we'll just leave it here. Okay. Well, if you want to give us a challenge, if you want to give us a challenge, and Benny'll slap Anzu's shoulder, this guy loves nothing but a challenge. Oh, it's him. Yeah. The freight people, yeah. There's three other of us here. If only we were on a giant vehicle headed that direction. Most people, yeah. Well, okay, reach my weapon. Your voice is your weapon. They sound cooler anyways. Oh. Was it autonomous?
If we don't get their name, they're dead. If we don't get their name, they're dead. Josh just reuses their name elsewhere. So he just stopped coming up with names. Every interaction, he's like, he's just crossing off names every time we don't ask a name. We could tell when there was a reuse. Sorry, go ahead. Shit. Arrow slits, I'm seeing, or balistraria, if you want a fancy word for it. Greetings. Benny. I'm good. No. A lot of tension. The MST. Well, assigned. Yeah, if we weren't here, it'd be kind of weird. May I? Just in here? And 29 for the athletics. Well, whenever you finish up, I hear it's good luck to give a pistol to a child. Yeah. Wait, we could also just meet them at the party. I'm sure we're probably running up against some constraints of meeting people when they arrive anyways. I don't know why, but you're gonna say all of them die if you drive over them with a car. What is defined as speech? Can you beatbox? Hundred words about. I don't know if we have our difference, but I really like improv. He's like really, really shy. He's like, guys, I don't. It's just like, no, it's you can come in. And he just breaks out his song super loud, like dancing, like, I don't know, guys, was it good? What did you guys think? That's how we convert him. We get a man on the inside. My goodness. Improv. Josh is just writing him like all inroads we have to killing Grayson. Oh, Benny has a they're bat waiters like clicking the echolocate. Oh yeah, Benny has a new sense. I don't know if it's been relevant. I haven't highlighted it because I haven't wanted to know the answer. Benny can sense blood within 10 feet. Ben. Yeah.
They're normal sheep. They're normal sheep. Yeah.
It's just a health potion wearing a Tengu wig.
Wait. I think I don't know, I saw that guy in the gym earlier. Do we say the he's got the coffee. I don't know. Yeah. Is it fear? Gonna get items that buff my will. One for Benny. God. Oh, yeah, it's optimal for me to use it too. I don't see why, but Maybe she couldn't find the place. I invite them. On time. For Benny, at least. Anzu? Argyle? Yeah. That's all Benny needs to see. He runs over. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. That would be nice. One of them doesn't. I want to come up with I want to come up with the adjectives, like legless Bargash, just so whoever is playing is like, what the fuck? It's not legless. It is. Undead Bargash. This is true. Yeah, some of these people, I mean, I wanted to ask, but I guess it's very prying to be like, how the fuck did you guys get a keystone? Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say, this is a crazy encounter because, like, if we wanted to kill any specific faction, we could try right now.
Oh, my God.
Just open an auto shop. No way, you rolled minimum damage on the beak. Captive Kirk of the USS Enterprise. Mo Cup. Mo Cahontas. Yeah. True. Just for fun. Wait, fatigued is just minus one to AC and saving throws? Am I a target or something? You had to remove the fatigue. What is this, an evening routine? Coffee or tea? Monday. Peace.